Hello and welcome back to another week of A Day's Journey podcast. I am Miyoshi Walker, your host. Welcome, 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 welcome back. I'm excited to impart the word that God has given me to give to you, as well as speaking to myself. So please be sure to download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any questions or would like to be on the show, you can send the request to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into the episode. So today I am going to speak on soulful encounter, which the subtopic is Be Well. I will be reading from John chapter 4 about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And so I'm going to start out by reading the scripture, but let me preface the conversation with just a little thought that I had. We live in a culture where we are highly focused on the next best thing. We focus on the next best way to, you know, organize our closets and shelf spaces and all those things, but or the next best item to buy. We live our lives that we're always looking to do the next thing. When some of us, sometime we can become upset when it no longer fulfill our happiness and we walk away looking for the next relationship. So our souls are rarely settle as we live our lives as we have them planned out, priced out, and seeking perfection in today's society. But sadly, we don't notice when the aching question behind our search for the next best thing, what that is. So we desire a fulfillment, you know, rest, joy that can be found in another person, place, or project or thing. Yet we often don't see that the satisfaction we desire can only be fulfilled by our holy God, our Messiah, who speaks in spirit and truth. And so the Samaritan woman in John 4, verses 1 through 29 reveals this truth about us, that we are blind to our own need until the appointed one in Jesus Christ opens our eyes. So I'm going to read John 4, those verses 1 through 29. And this is where Jesus talks with the Samaritan woman. And verse 1, it says, "Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Let me just put a pin right there. So you guys, this story is such a page turner. The Bible just have so many great stories that can relate to our everyday lives. So I just want to encourage you to just go through, pray, and ask God what you should read on that day. So back to the story. Can you guys tell I'm a little excited? But so in verse 4, it says, "Now he had to go to Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus tried as he was from, I'm sorry, and Jesus was tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?' His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?'" So for Jews did not associate with the Samaritans. So Jesus answered her in verse 10 and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman in verse 11 says, "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? You are greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his son and his livestock." Verse 13 says, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And in verse 15, it says, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." In verse 17, she says, "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. What you just said is quite true." Verse 19, it says, "Sir," the woman said, "I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshiped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Verse 21, Jesus replied, "Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind worshipers the Father seeks." In verse 24, it says, "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." In verse 27, this is when the disciples rejoined Jesus because he is by himself at the well. So in verse 27, this is where the disciples rejoin him. So in verse 27, it says, "When his disciples returned, they were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, 'What do you want?' or 'Why are you talking to her?' Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, 'Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?' They came out of the town and made their way towards him." So in this chapter, John chapter 4, 1 through, I read 1 through 29, it's speaking of the Samaritan woman at the well, and why was she alone? So let's talk about why she was alone. So the story of the Samaritan woman, you know, as stated, it begins as Jesus is in the Judean countryside with his disciples. So this passage tells us that Jesus had to pass through Samaria as he was going from Judea to Galilee. So this in itself was uncommon for Jews to do, as Samaritans was part Jew and part Gentile and greatly disliked by both parties. So in the sixth hour, which means it says noon in scripture, that it would have been the heat of the day, and most people during that time would have been resting. Most women, you know, come early in the morning or late in the evening to collect water. However, Jesus has sent his disciples away, and we see how the woman, we read how the woman approached a well of water for water. So as the story progressed, we learned that this woman regularly comes to the well at this time of day. So in the story, it states that she had been married five times, and she was currently, you know, unrepentant of her sin. She was living with a boyfriend because Jesus said that you are with a sixth man, which is not your husband. And so these circumstances point to the desire that to avoid shame, that she would come by attending the well when other women was present. And yet Jesus, in his divine intentionality, sought and met this specific woman at this specific time. I just love how Jesus is so intentional, and he has the divine intentionality to meet us where we are. He is intentional in all that he does. And so those are those soulful encounters. So back to, the story. So through the conversation with the Samaritan woman, we see Jesus reveal himself three times throughout the story. First, Jesus re revealed himself as the living water after asking the woman for a drink, and then he responds to her by offering her something greater. He said to her, that he was the living water that she needs, that the well is the spring of life. Next, Jesus revealed himself as a prophet. So, shocked by his words and, the exposure of her sins that he told to her, her eyes were beginning to open to the truth of who he was. So he shows her that his word is true. Finally, Jesus is revealed as the Messiah. So Jesus is the Messiah. He knows explicitly how and now that the woman that he is the anointed king that came to seek and save the lost. So with this encounter with this woman, it brings to light those things that we deal with and can learn in today's society. So I want to talk about those things. I want to talk about those things. But again, I just love how Jesus, his intentionality is very intentional in all that he does. So this is where I want to go into, stories that resonate with the everyday person that's seeking connection, healing, and salvation in Jesus. And I want to embark on a soul-stirring journey through these Bible pages of the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. So today we're going to embark on this journey of healing and wellness that is given by this divine wisdom that's found in the Bible. The Bible is full of stories, full of things that we can apply with principles of our everyday living and everyday life. I can't emphasize that enough. So with the focus on the story of the Samaritan woman at the well and her encounter with Jesus, just like that Samaritan woman, we all carry our stories, our struggles, our thirst for something more, whether we're standing, at our modern day well, air quote, and navigating life challenges, or just by this story that how it echoes today and it gives a message of hope, transformation, and salvation. So I've had my soulful encounters, whether it was the time that I had to experience the God had to show me for myself in many situations when I thought, oh God, change that person, change him, or why are they treating me like this? But God said, what about you? What do you need to change about yourself? I am perfecting a thing within you. And so, and also on my healing journey, God guided me through many difficult moments in my life that I had to become vulnerable, transparent, very honest with myself, owning my decisions I had to make. That I made, or revealing to me any strongholds or those family bondages that I had to break free from to in order to heal, in order for him to utilize me to my fullest potential. Or it was my soulful encounter and just trusting Jesus that he was the true living water, so that I didn't have to thirst no more. He took the desire from me that I didn't have to be codependent on things and people to make me feel whole or to just soulfully rely on him, that I had to depend on him, just solely rely on him. And so the other soulful encounter with myself, I had to stop lying to myself that I was healed at times when I wasn't, and desire to become healed and whole in Jesus. And Jesus had to purge me of that self-sabotage, that the loathing of others, or believing wholeheartedly who he created me to be, because it was times that I felt like I wasn't worthy or that I wasn't enough to do the things that he asked me to do. And I began to heal. I had those soul encounters. And so, in a world where many of us yearn for that healing and that deeper connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the story of the Samaritan woman at the well serves as that inspiration. It can tell us that no matter who we are, where we come from, and what we've been through, there's a wellspring of grace waiting to quench our spiritual thirst. And Are you at that point? Are you at that point of the spiritual thirst, and you have those soulful encounters where God is nudging you to, make that pivot and shift. And so join me today and continue to listen through, how we can explore the encounter with Jesus, by this woman's story at the well with her quest for living water and those changes that unfolded within her. So it's just a story that's not just confined to the past, but it's a story that reaches, time and time again, and that can touch the hearts of everyday people just like you and I. And so I just want to encourage you to, allow your heart to be open and to meet God at the well. So let's discover the transformative power of faith and the healing that comes with honesty and trust, and the salvation that awaits when we're willing to draw away from the well of whatever it is that's holding us there. So this is just not an ordinary story about a woman at the well. It's a promise, it's a revelation, and an invitation to anyone who knows Jesus and desire to heal and b desire to want to become saved in his grace. So with that, with the soulful encounters that we will discuss, and that I pray that you can, think back on and just seeking your soul encounter in Jesus, let's go into the story a little bit deeper about the Samaritan woman at the well, and let's find that change that we need in our lives. And so I read John 4, 1 through 29. And so soulful encounters is the title of today's episode. Have you had any soulful encounters? And so with this, understand the significance of the story. Let's place ourselves in ancient Judea, and it was around 30 AD. The tensions were high between the Jews and the Samaritans due to the historical and the religious differences. Remember reading in those chapters, it was at noon, it was at high noon, and unlikely an encounter unfolds at the well, where the Samaritan woman went to draw her water of her daily task that symbolized that routine in her life, because as stated, that during that time is basically like the peak of the day when it's hot, and most of the women went at the morning or during the evening to draw their water, but she went mid-afternoon, which she would typically do. So Jesus was intentional about meeting her there for that encounter. So, but everything changed when Jesus met her there. He was weary from his journey, he was tired. He approaches the woman and asks her for a drink. Now, this is critical to recognize about this encounter, because a Jewish man engaging with the conversation with the Samaritan woman was almost unheard of. So, but Jesus defied that connection with her and demonstrated an act of inclusion and compassion. And so we can apply those things to our everyday lives of, just defying the social norms that we can connect those that are different, so that we can reach them at a place of where they might need it. We never know the story of what someone is going through. So again, this story can be found in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. The woman, initially asks Jesus questions and realize that he's just not a traveler, but he's a messenger of hope. And she learns about this living water, and that living water is equated to promising eternal life. So in exchange, Jesus addressed her struggles, he revealed her past, her present, and her future, but he heals her spiritual thirst by saying she will thirst no more. So let's break down this encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well, and how we can align it with ourselves in some type of way. So we're going to highlight the scriptures. So breaking those barriers. So John 4, 7 through 9, when the Samaritan woman came to draw the water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" So the significance is in this is that Jesus again defied those social norms by engaging in a conversation with the Samaritan woman. How many times have you engaged in someone when you are at a place and you just engage in a conversation to see where they are or what they're experiencing? Because like we state, you never know what someone is going through. So in this action, it's emphasized that the nature of his message is combining those barriers, those cultural barriers and those gender barriers of things that's really not socially normal. So what have you did outside that's normal that you are accustomed to break those barriers that may be in your life or that you have encountered or that have been imparted into you over your lifespan? What ha How have you broke those cultural barriers? And then, so what are you going to do to change that? What soulful encounter would you make a difference of in today's? Because today, in today's society, we need those moments because we don't know the day or hour. But however, we are disciples that are supposed to go out into the world and impart a word upon someone, wherever I feel like wherever we tread. And God always allow the opportunity. So if you ask him, he will provide an opportunity, and you will know that when it's from God. And so let's move on to the second thing that I feel like that is a breakdown of the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. So in John 4 and 10, it says, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and you would have given him, would have given you living water." So the significance in this is that Jesus introduced the concept of living water. So that represents eternal life and spiritual fulfillment. So this encounter highlights the transformative power of faith. And so, as I spoke last week, when eternity is a long time, so the living water represents eternal life and that spiritual fulfillment, which we should want to receive from Jesus because he changes not. He does not leave us nor forsake us. He does not hold things over us. Once we ask for forgiveness and repent, he forgives us of those things, and he doesn't see it anymore. But however, we need to have those encounters and knowing that Jesus is the living water and that we can have eternal life and that spiritual fulfillment through him. So if he's that living water and that spiritual fulfillment, what are you doing to have that type of encounter with him in order to know that no matter what you go through, no matter the difficulties, no matter the hardships, the hard times, the trying times, all of the bad times and not just the good when you're recognizing, God or when you're going through, but in those moments of everyday tasks, everyday living and knowing that he is the living water and that we should, have our tunnel vision on eternal life and in those things that we will definitely have to encounter throughout our journey. So let's move on to the third thing in terms of the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. So revealing truth and healing. So in John 14, I'm sorry, John 4, 16 through 18, it's the scripture says, he told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband." So therefore, we already established she had a boyfriend. So Jesus already knew about the Samaritan woman's past, but acknowledging her struggles. So this definitely emphasized the importance of facing our truth and the healing that comes with honest and self-reflection. So we have to do self-reflection and be honest with ourselves so that we can become healed wholeheartedly and we can face our truths. And so that, God can help reveal those truths and that healing for us and through us. And so the fourth thing, in correlation to how the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman is sharing the good news. I encourage anyone that listened that, we should share Christ with those that we encounter. So we should share the good news. In John 4, 28 through 30, it says, "Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?'" So the Samaritan woman, after her encounter with Jesus, she couldn't contain her excitement and she shared her experience with others. So this is the idea of, sharing those moments of faith and inspiration with those that are around us. The Samaritan woman, after her encounter with Jesus, couldn't help but to share her experiences with others. So in the same way, we need to share those moments of healing, inspiration, and the faith to those that are around us or those that we encounter to share the good news of who God is and how He is forgiving and loving and how they can have the same encounter with Him. So the significance of Jesus meeting with the Samaritan woman at the well, it all lies in the portrayal of Jesus being a bridge builder, one who, can put it all together, that can allow those social differences, those gender boundaries, the things that we feel like we set boundaries to or have been taught by society to set those boundaries and those things that are put between us, and that it should not, because we're all, his children. So it definitely introduced like a concept of living water. It addressed the spiritual thirst that's within us. So when we encounter and demonstrate the importance of acknowledging our truths and sharing the good news of our faith and transformation with others, it can definitely lead us to healing and wellness. Because just imagine when you are honest and you're truthful and you're being transparent, those things someone can relate to. It may not be the same problem, but it can be relatable to where they say, if God healed them or if God forgave them, that God can surely forgive me, for those that might have those moments where they struggle. So in part, in context, the Samaritan woman interaction with Jesus reveals the transformative power of those personal connections. So just imagine those connections that if each of us have, how it continues to just connect. I'm just thinking of, the old school puzzles, how you used to have the dots and the numbers, and you have to connect the dots. And as you connect the dots, it formulated a picture. And so I'm just thinking of that if we have those personal connections and how they can lead to that spiritual growth and that healing within us. Because, again, the woman came to draw the water, and Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink? Who will you give a drink to? Or who will you encounter and share Christ with?" Because we want to break those barriers. We want to initiate that conversation the same as Jesus did with the Samaritan woman. And so when we reach out and with those cultural differences or the, gender backgrounds, it's very important for us to build meaningful relationships and connections through whatever we go through. And so we should, want to encounter, those things in order to make us and position us to have encounters in order for us to live the lives that God has given us. And so when we trust Jesus, John 4 and 29 is when she it states when leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" So with this, the explanation of that, the Samaritan woman's journey, at first she was skeptical. She had some she was very, unsure to trust in Jesus as the Messiah, as he highlighted the significance of trusting in him, or trusting in man, but trusting in him for his guidance, healing, and his fulfillment instead of things and other people and the small things that we feel like or deem that's important. So in essence, the Samaritan woman's encounter with Jesus at the well is just a profound illustration of, how you can intertwine those relationships and faith and healing and trust, and it shows how those personal connections can spark faith and, acknowledge the truths that we have towards the healing that we need, and also trust in Jesus as he transforms us on this spiritual journey. So when we reflect on this encounter, let's have these three takeaways that we can apply to our everyday lives. Embrace inclusivity. Like Jesus, we should be willing to reach across the lines and showing kindness and empathy to those who may seem different from us. And it can be powerful and a source of healing because you never know what you have experienced or what the other person have experienced. And so therefore embrace that. And then the second thing is seek that spiritual nourishment. The living water Jesus speaks of represents a spiritual fulfillment that goes beyond our physical needs. So in our wellness journey and on our journey to becoming more like him, we should strive for a balance between those things, mind, body, soul, and spirit, because we should seek those spiritual nourishments in order to become more like him. And so when we the third thing is when we face our truth, just as Jesus knew the Samaritan woman's past, is essential to confront our own life's realities. Often, we can heal, and that healing begins when we acknowledge our struggles and working through them. I know for me, over the years, when God had me to do the hard work and just, through counseling and through speaking with the encounters of the individuals who just imparted a word or gave confirmation, just or the work that I had to do in acknowledging those struggles and working through them. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't easy. Did I want to do it? No, I didn't want to address it. I wanted to continue to keep it suppressed to where I didn't have to think about it or deal with it. But however, God said, I need you to heal from these things because I need you to be whole in order to do the purpose-filled life that I have destined you for. So, in the story of this woman at the well, we find this message of healing, this transformative power, the spiritual connection. So let's navigate in our lives the complex things in our lives that we can draw inspiration from, that we can encounter and apply these lessons to our own paths of wellness. And so in today's episode of Soulful Encounters, that's it for today. Thank you for joining. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Until next time, many blessings, stay well, and keep nurturing your soul. Well, that's all for today's episode. Again, if you have any questions or would like to share your own journey, please reach out to us on our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or any of our social media channels on Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care, many blessings. And I want to hear from you, your thoughts of the episode. Don't forget to leave that review on Apple Podcasts so that we can get the word out to others as well. Healing day by day, living out loud. Many blessings. Have a good rest of the week. Have you purchased your Heal Out Loud Grief Journal? Well, this journal can be the perfect gift and the perfect guide for it to navigate you through your emotions. Your journal will help you speak your truth without judgment, entangle confusing thoughts, honor your loved one, and explore your continuing journey in the life after loss. So, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is here for you. It has a mood tracking feature that allows you to document your emotions and your energy levels in the moment, help you gain valuable insights into your healing process. So this 160-page grief journal is filled with writing prompts, inspiring quotes, comforting prayers, and uplifting scriptures to provide a solace and encouragement along the way of your journey. So if you haven't purchased, go to Amazon.com, search Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, and after you purchase, Please leave a review on Amazon and share your thoughts on how the journal is beneficial to your healing. Let's heal day by day with the daily prompt, scriptures, and prayers. And let's embrace the power of healing out loud. Remember that God is greater than grief and it equals healing.